It still hasn't been a full week yet that Donald Trump has been the president again. But already America is getting much better. The Proud Boys have all been pardoned and released from prison. The deportations have started, but we do need more planes because there's a lot of trash that needs to be taken out. Here's some of them now, arriving back to Mexico. Adios, amigos! And speaking of the illegal alien criminal invaders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez made a complete fool of herself as usual, this time while talking with Jon Stewart on his podcast, where he surprisingly pointed out the obvious after her nonsense.
You have this act that's brought forth, and Republicans say, okay, well, you know, this person, if you have a criminal record, if you've, you know, sexually assaulted somebody, you know, you should be deported. And so that's the guise of this bill, right? And they said, so let that should be the law, except that's not what's in this law, because A, that is existing U.S. law. It is existing U.S. law.
Why isn't it done then?
And well, I mean, I think there are individual cases where I'm not sure, but this is what the right does. They exploit these like very narrow individual cases.
Very narrow individual cases. What she means is millions and millions of cases that the Biden administration just ignored and allowed to stay here and leech off of our tax dollars. We may actually see many people who've come down with Trump derangement syndrome have somewhat of a recovery, because if Jon Stewart is asking, well, obvious questions to complete nonsense like that, there might be actually hope for the rest of them. And we're going to hear the liberal media mouthpieces complaining about January 6th, probably for the next, well, 4 years. It took them about 2 years maybe to get that out of their system when they finally stopped obsessing about it. But since Donald Trump pardoned all of the January 6th political prisoners, they're obviously quite upset about that. And here's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene being asked about it by a clown who works for CNN and then doing what she does best.
Is this all you really talking about is the J6ers that have been pardoned?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you talking about the Biden family that got pardoned? No?
I haven't.
Oh, okay. What about the rapers and killers and murderers that Joe Biden pardoned? There are tons of them. Is that a focus at all?
Well, I'm asking about J6.
I know that's what you're asking about, and that's I'm not doing this. This insane place up here and all of y'all's obsession with January 6th is absurd. Everybody outside of here is sick and f***ing tired of it.
So this libtard has come up with a new song, hoping to help those who are distraught over the new administration. And brace yourself, because there's some mega cringe coming in 3, 2.
Black and indigenous people of color. Black and indigenous people of color. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer.
One-eyed, one-armed, obese, wheelchair-bound, purple-haired Doritos eaters trying to just help her make the song as inclusive as possible.
Latino, Hispanic, Romani, and Creole, we all have a place in this world.
Okay, your place should be in a mental hospital. One of the executive orders that President Trump, and doesn't it sound good to say President Trump again, one of them that he signed was ordering the end of remote work for federal employees, because apparently they've just been hanging out at home all this time ever since COVID, even though the pandemic has been over for years, and they're very upset about it. Government workers are dismayed by Trump's return to office mandate. Most government workers have the easiest gravy train job that you could possibly imagine, with the best benefits, the most vacation time, and fantastic retirement packages. So now many of them are posting videos on TikTok complaining about having to go back to the office to pretend to work again.
Well, it happens. What a way to end the week. 5 o'clock on a Friday, got our notice, effective March 10th, we're back in the office 5 days a week.
Yeah.
No telework. And that's the most f***ed up thing, is not only did you issue this executive order, Cheeto, but the executive order, Trump's, unintended, and rescinds any previously agreed upon telework agreements.
In other words, your gravy train just went off the rails.
Hey everyone, my name's Mike, and this is a message for all the other feds out there that are stressed, worried, unsure of the future.
You can hear the fear in his voice.
I'm going to put it out there. Please feel free to reach out. This is my 26th year in the government, and I understand what's going on and how everybody feels. I want you to know you're not alone. And if you need to talk or to vent, reach out. And I'll be happy to send you my information.
Why would a federal employee call a stranger on the internet to complain about having to go back into the office? Don't these people have friends or at least other coworkers who are in the same situation?
There's not much we can do. But screaming into the void and just having a sounding board helps sometimes.
Oh my gosh. And President Trump has some more news for federal employees who work at the IRS that I'm sure they're not going to be happy about, but it is a brilliant idea.
On day one, I immediately halted the hiring of any new IRS agents. You know, they hired or tried to hire 88,000 new workers to go after you, and we're in the process of developing a plan to either terminate all of them or maybe we'll move them to the border. I think we're going to move them to the border.
Many in the media are still struggling to come to grips with what happened on Election Day back in November and are in denial that, thankfully, the majority of Americans rejected the Democrat Party's insane policies. And so they think that their policies are fantastic. And so now they think that the reason that they lost is because the American people just didn't get bombarded with enough messages about their ridiculous policies.
I think the hardest part of getting to that voter is not what we say, but reaching that voter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think part of it is volume. If you look mm-hmm. at Donald Trump's inaugural day, he mm-hmm. did three inauguration speeches. The yeah. real one, the overflow, mm-hmm. the rally at night, then a press conference, right? He is
it was a reality show.
Game. Yeah. And when you are playing a volume game, you need rep after rep after rep to make sure it gets clipped on TikTok.
Yeah.
And it gets shared on X. And the algorithms are killing us right now. Like Elon Musk is skewing everything towards the Republican Party. So we need to try even harder.
So that's their solution. They just need more propaganda being posted on social media. And, of course, are blaming Elon Musk as if Twitter or X is the only social media platform on the planet. And while some in the Democrat Party, a very small handful, like Van Jones, who's a broken clock, right twice a day, and Bill Maher, whose Trump derangement syndrome has subsided a little bit, and he makes some common sense points, they have been warning for some time that going full-blown woke would be devastating for the Democrat Party. But the high priests in Hollywood, the puppet masters, are doubling down instead of trying to return to some sense of normalcy. And the Oscar nominations were announced this past week. And Emilia Perez has the most nominations this time around. Maybe the most ever. That I haven't looked up. But the most this year. And I'm sure, I am 100% positive that nobody watching this video, myself included, has seen Emilia Perez. Not only is it a foreign language film with those annoying subtitles, it is about a drug cartel leader who decides to become a transgender woman, and on top of that, it is also a musical. And it's not supposed to be, like, making fun of transgender people. The transgender actress who plays the then-transitioned drug lord has been nominated for, like, Best Actress. Okay, and this is actually a scene from the movie. Brace yourselves. This is a scene when the cartel boss's leader visits a clinic in order to gather information so that they can get started on his surgery. And again, I warn you, brace yourself.
Hello, very nice to meet you. I'd like to know about sex change operations.
I see. Woman, a woman to men.
Man to woman.
From penis to vagina. Is it for you?
For me? No.
What would you like to know about it, madam?
Okay, that's more than enough. I'm sorry to have to subject you to this, but this is what's considered to be one of the greatest movies of the year in Hollywood. But something else strange is happening in the entertainment industry. The Daily Show, which has a rotating variety of different hosts, actually produced a hilarious segment making fun of the liberal lunatics.
Here in Washington, D.C., at the People's March, we're here with everyone in America who thinks Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski still have good on-screen chemistry. This diverse crowd covers a full spectrum of literally every stage of depression. If you could just say your name and all your genders from the camera, please.
Oh, wow. I lost count. I'm sorry.
Looking around here, I've never seen so many people worried about losing the right to contraceptives for purely hypothetical reasons. Tell me, what stage of depression are you currently in? Anger, bargaining, or all the way to wearing that hat in public? So many groups, factions represented.
So it hasn't even been one full week yet, but Donald Trump could possibly make The Daily Show great again. Although, it really hasn't been funny since probably Craig Kilborn was the host. Those were the days, and today's the final day to save 20% off of any of my shirts at markdice.com by using the promo code ULTRAMAGA at the checkout. One word, ULTRAMAGA, as we celebrate Inauguration Week. So order your Sorry No Vacancy shirt, your Trump's America shirt, your Teflon Don War is a Racket shirt, or any of my awesome designs. All available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.